Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are really, really appreciative of all of our sponsors this time of the year. It is a time for gratitude, a time for thanks, certainly a time to wash your hands and wear a mask and do all of those things. And I tell you what, man, I'll be 29 years on Baltimore radio on December the 13th. That was the day that I walked into the studio with Kenny Albert, WITH AM, 1230. And of course, we've been at 1570 all this time. We're doing the big discount this month with DeHarka and giving you $15.70 off delivering the ice cream that's over my shoulders here. But I tell you what, I've had these magma lamps here. And I don't know whether it was my cat's fault or not, but I'm going to welcome Court Smith in from our friends at Sporticulture. I got the hat on. And Court, I mean, people think like you're a novelty and Sporticulture and all that. The real story is you're a family farmer, and I've gotten to know you through all of these years. We've been doing this 29 years. I don't know when you started listening to my show, but the first time I met you, you and I struck up a conversation about the Houston Oilers.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you get a Houston Oiler magma lamp, then we have something,
right?
Brother. But I don't know if you were listening to me, but I literally was on the radio.
I listened to WWLG, right?
Okay, so that was 94, right? 95.
Yep.
But the bad loss, the bad beat to the Bills, I was on the radio when that happened.
Oh.
I mean, it was during Mike Russigliano and I were together that day watching that game. He was a Bills fan. So this was – Jeff Rimmer was still on WBAL then. And there was no thought we were ever going to have the Baltimore Ravens be our team.
That's right. That's right.
And it is kind of amazing 30 years later because, I mean, your background with your family and your farm, and I want to let you tell the whole story, but really the our relationship, like the deep-rooted fan, our relationship is rooted in loving football and loving the Houston Oilers when we didn't have a team here anymore, right?
Right. Right. I mean, and when they were doing the expansion and living and dying with the expansion, I mean, it's been, 25 years of just wonderfulness having the Ravens, right? I never thought that it was going to happen. And nothing but appreciative and thank you for the Baltimore Ravens.
And you feel it even more now that we can't go to the game this week, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, that's all part of it. It's now been taken away from us, right?
Right. It has been. But, you know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge what's going on. So I understand what's going on as far as not going to the games.
Well, I mean, the challenge for everybody, let's start with this. Because, I mean, we have the new website at Baltimore Positive. And I would say, look, you're a sports guy. You're a sports fan. You clearly have a green thumb for what you do. But tell everybody about your whole business and how you got into Sporticulture. Because it really didn't have a whole lot to do with anything you really do other than the fact you sell stuff. And you're a businessman. And you're the son of a businessman.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, it's, our parent company's Walnut Springs Nursery, and we've been a business for over 55 years now. My father started it in the 60s and built it up, and it's just been, a challenge being in a family farm, and I started working here, obviously, as a kid with my brother, and we're working and filling pots. And
now I'm going to pull up your website here for everybody to see. I'm going to share this out on the video if anybody's watching that on YouTube. This is your website here. And I've been out to your place, and, I mean, it's just unbelievable, the smells, the sights. But the thing, like anything else, when I go to the zoo, and I had Kirby Fowler on last week from the zoo, what it takes to keep the animals alive, and at your place, how every single thing in my mind, in my view, is alive and needs to be watered and cared for, right?
Absolutely,
And every begonia is different than every nasturtium, right?
Absolutely. And it is a challenge. And, we water things by hand. We do things the old-fashioned way. We've got employees that have been here since, I was in middle school. I still have employees here. And we work together, we work hard, and produce beautiful flowers for the Baltimore, Washington, Northern Virginia area.
And the Preakness when they run it, by the way, when they run it.
We do the Preakness. We just enjoy having our flowers in front of all the office buildings and, in front of malls, in front of homes. We are wholesalers. So we sell only to, wholesale independent garden centers, landscape contractors, like you know, Valley View Farms. You've got the Poor Boys over this way. At Glendon Gardens in Baltimore. We deliver stuff to those guys all the time.
So if anybody's bought a plant at one of these places, it came from your farm. There's a good chance it came from your farm.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I always tell kids and things is that when you drive by flower beds in the city or anywhere, like, oh, look, there's Daddy's flowers. There's Daddy's flowers. Because it's really neat driving around knowing you delivered those, and it makes the place beautiful in front, for sure.
Court Smith is here. He's one of the good dudes who was out on a farm. Tell everybody exactly where you are, because I always say out west. And are you in Howard County? I don't want to get the wrong county.
We're in western Howard County.
You're in Howard County. I'll make sure you weren't in Frederick County, because you know, Calvin Ball would get upset with me. He's been on a show now, so you know, I'm trying to take it. Well, you know, we've had all the county executives on, and the work I'm doing with Don Moeller, and I know you've been one of those guys that threw the plague, you know, when I was doing sports, when my wife was sick. You've just always been so supportive. I just want to thank you and show some gratitude during the season. But you've gotten into a new business, and that's how you sort of reached to me. You reached to me and said, I grow a few plants out here, but I'm doing this sporticulture thing. Come on out and see my farm. And I'm like, oh, my God, look at your farm. Why are you doing this sports thing? And you're like, well, I love sports. Right. So, I mean, literally, this has become a pet project for you, a passion adult project for you to find things like these magma lamps that are cool. And you originally took beautiful flowers and brought them here until my cat ate them. My cat always eats the purple ones. Can we find a purple plant that's not toxic for Nala?
I'm sure we got all the taste. We can get you some Maryland plants with the red and the yellow. So,
dude, you send those plants over and it's like Willy Wonka. First off, my wife loves flowers. So like, let me just tell you that anytime you've ever sent anything here, you've wink, wink, you've kind of helped me out a little bit, nice. You know, sending her flowers, even though they're not red roses always or whatever, but I, you know, you do grow those. But when the flowers come, how it sort of lights up the house, it lights up my wife. And it lit up the studio so much that my cat thought it was Willy Wonka in here and she was trying to eat everything.
Right. She was enjoying it. Right.
Yeah. Well, she thought it was a feast.
That's how it all started, Nestor, is that I had a friend of a friend, like one of my wife's best friends. We were at a party and he said, hey, I know a guy who does sports licensing. If you ever have an idea, throw it to me. And I looked at him immediately because I'd had the idea forever. I said, NFL flowers. And from that conversation, it was like a New Year's Eve party. From that conversation.
How long ago?
2014.
Oh, wow. Really recent. Okay. Fair enough. Wow. Okay. All right.
Yep. And so it was, I got to meet the licensing guy and we struck a deal, and now we're business partners, and he's up in New York, and he showed the idea to the NFL and they loved it. They hadn't seen anything with flowers that are going that you could put in front of your porch and you could plant them afterwards. And it's really been exciting. We sold for moms in the fall. We sold them on Fanatics this year, and you know, we sold thousands of them, and they have like the mom for the Ravens. It would be perfect.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull that up because everybody can go out.
I don't think the moms are up there now because we're sold out.
Well, everybody in my audience has heard me talk about you. They've seen the plants on my set. They've seen the magma lamp on my set. I've told them about sporticulture. This is your site, and everybody can see the Alabama plants and college football and NFL primarily, right? But the, you know, you're branching out into other places, and these door lights are kind of the damnedest thing because my partner Peter drives a Coons Ford Mustang, and when he's opened the door, we used to go to Buffalo Wild Wings every Monday night to do our show, and I'd open the door there in Owings Mills, and the Mustang would appear. Now I can have like a Buffalo Bills decal if I want, right?
Or you can have a Ravens, right? So,
well, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not down on the Ravens just because they haven't been good. Like, come on, I'll pull the Raven one up here. Get everybody. This is what you delivered to me. These are mums, the beautiful purple plants you delivered.
What I have there on here right now is you have you're pansies. Highlighted on spring flowers or summer flowers. With those are like petunias and calibrachoa. And you've got pansies to the left there. Those guys are pansies.
Those are the ones my cat really likes.
To me, they're the perfect Raven plant for me. I just love it. It gets all the colors. And so they're available. They'll be available again in the springtime. And so will the summer flowers a little bit later in the spring as well.
Well, obviously for the holidays, I have these planters. Now, I want to tell you this. I went to the Super Bowl, and every one of my Super Bowl videos, you gave me the 49er and the Chief planter. So they were on the – and everyone thought that this was a special plant, when I pulled it up. So every football player grabbed it, and they played. I think I have – I have it back here on the set. Hold on. I have it right next to Art Modell here. Let me stop the share. I'll pull it up. Here it is. There it is. Yeah. So I keep these on the set here as well. Yep. So I'll put that up here, as a matter of fact, and get that be part of what we're doing. Yeah. So tell everybody, for the holidays, it's literally one click, right? And we're all kind of cooped up, and we're all at home at this point. And I know you did want to talk about the car light, because that's sort of the neatest, newest thing. I don't think anybody's ever seen this thing, right?
Right. Yeah, so you see on that picture there, you open your door, and the Ravens car door light shines down. So it's a novel product, and one we think is kind of fun. We have it where you can get it online from us for sure. And that also, it's one of our products that we got into a bigger store, which we're real excited about. It's in BJ's. It should be in local BJ's where you can get it as well.
Nice, nice. Court Smith's here from Sporticulture. I'm wearing the hat. I want to talk about some of these other products here, because I'm looking at Kansas City Chief Magma Lamp and Pittsburgh Steelers. Looks like, beach paddle balls or maybe ping pong. But for the items that you have, you said the deep-rooted fan. How deep do you go in on all this stuff? Dare I click on the Steelers page? But, I mean,
right,
I will just to see. Let me see what you offer, because, you're offering all sorts of inflatable stand-up paddle board. I mean, just all sorts of interesting things here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like I said, we're very lucky that the NFL lets us do different products, not just flowers, and so it allows us to go out and try to find some different products that are neat and innovative.
I really wanted to go see some really ugly stuff, so I'm looking at the Eagle stuff right now. And if I really wanted ugly stuff, I go get the Cowboy stuff. But you do collegiate stuff as well, right? And I have the Terps back here. This Terps thing glows, super duper yellow out here, if you can see it. And I know you have one behind you on the set as well. You actually changed these, right? You changed the magma side of them.
Right. For the Ravens last year, I had a black casing with purple magma. And for my preference, I changed it to purple with the black magma to make it. I thought it looked cooler. It worked nicer.
By the way, don't tell Chris Pica I gave him last year's model.
All right,
so he's got the one that I had on the set. I delivered it to him because he's got like a whole man cave thing happening now. Right. Chris, of course, helped us build Baltimore Positive. You're tuned into Baltimore Positive at WNSD. Court Smith's here from Sporticulture. I wear the hats. He's at the Walnut Springs growing flowers out there this time of the year as well. I want to take it back to business just for just one second and how it relates to sports, because you're a sports guy. I'm a sports guy. Your dad's a sports guy. You got a father that's up in age. We're trying to keep everyone safe. My mom passed a few years ago at 98. Everyone I've talked to is trying to stay safe through this period of time. Tell me about running a farm during the middle of COVID.
that was a challenge, but it was a blessing for us because we are essential in what we do, and so we were here to work and just to keep everyone safe. It was a struggle. Every day you're getting new information in, and you're trying to analyze it, and how do you get to keeping all the employees safe? And then you have to keep all your customers safe. And so ultimately, we went from, I have an office inside, which you've been into, where I had all my employees come in every day. So I haven't had the employees in the office really, except for skeleton crew, since like March 18th. And it's still that way. And I'm hoping maybe by March it'll be the case where I can bring people in, but really keeping it where we're just not interacting. We're out in the greenhouses and trying to just continually wear masks, have gloves on, social distance all the time. And it's a challenge. It's absolute challenge. And it goes
up and
down.
Well, I mean, you built a team out there. And I think, this is one of the things that I talk about with everyone. Everything, your flowers were meant to gather people and bring them together, right?
Right.
And I'll give you a little example. I've talked to folks from Ledoux Gardens this summer because they were putting together a pumpkin event last month for my friend Karen Sagel, so we promoted that for them. But I've been telling my wife our whole marriage, 17 years, about a place called Longwood Gardens up in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, the mushroom capital of the world. I used to go up to Kurt Schilling's Christmas party up there back when he was a Philadelphia Philly pitcher. He married a friend of mine. So I would always drive past Longwood Gardens. And when I was a little boy, my sixth grade teacher is my favorite teacher. I've been having a bunch of my teachers on. I know you know that at Baltimore Positive as well. Our class trip went to Philadelphia to the Liberty Bell in sixth grade, and we went through Longwood Gardens, and she was a green thumb. You know, she had plants in our room. We learned about photosynthesis. We all had to take turns watering the plants. And when I'm saying we had plants in our room, we didn't have plants in our room. My sixth grade room in 210 at Colgate Elementary School that's now been raised, and Johnny Oshevsky's building us a new one over in the east side. It was a forest, man. I mean, like, she loved plants. And she took – my mother loved this trip. My mother never went back to Longwood Gardens. But because of the plague, you know, I'm not going to Merriweather Court. I didn't see the Stones this summer. I didn't see Pearl Jam at the Royal Farms Arena, right? So I didn't see the Orioles play. I didn't see you do anything, right? So we're looking for stuff to do. And, you know, for our wedding anniversary, it was 103 degrees. We were sweating through. But we went up to Longwood Gardens, and it was a wonderful, like, sort of Disney-ish, socially distanced thing. And I thought of you, and I thought of everybody I know that grows a plant for a living or for beauty, or that's ever bought a girl roses or been a girl that's had roses or whatever, where all this stuff comes from. But this has been a time for people to maybe experience, to smell a flower for the first time in their life, or to do what my wife and I did back in April. First time we went out during the plague, the weather got good. We walked to Patterson Park, because we walk a lot through the city. And we got a pizza over at Verde, and we walked into the park, and Jen's like, there's people walking, everybody's got masks on, dogs, you know, it's a nice night. And it's the first time we were like, ooh, can we go out? We've been in for a month, right? And she's like, hey, what's over there? Everybody's walking over there. And I'm like, I don't know, I've never walked over there before. It's Patterson Park after dark, you know, I don't know, right? And it was over by the pagoda. She's like, let's take a walk. And I'm like, all right, this sounds like some romance, you know, my wife and I taking a walk, flowers, dogs, a park, dog poop, you know, all that stuff. And we turn the corner, and there's a whole, like, pond and an aviary and birds that are unique to this, to Patterson Park. I've lived or worked or driven through Patterson Park every day of my life for 52 years, and I never walked through it to find out that there's a pond there. So what I'm saying is, I think there are things we discover in all of this that have changed our lives, you know, forever, quite frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny, you mentioned Longwood Gardens. There's also another mansion-type thing up there called Winterchur as well. And I know they're doing tours, and I know Longwood Gardens is doing tours even now, because it's outside.
Well, they do fountains and the Christmas lights and all that stuff.
So I know those are available to deal with. You know, look at horticultural products, so it's great.
Yeah, well, I mean, I learned a lot about plants that day because, you know, what else are you going to do? You just go from garden to garden and learn. It's like kind of like coming to your nursery there and walking around. Yeah. Not as pretty, though. Your nursery's prettier because you got more flowers and more plants going on. Court Smith's here, Sporticulture. Tell everybody how to find you. And is there anything coming down the line in 2021 that's like a car light or a magma lamp? Yeah. I mean, you're always sort of dreaming stuff up. And I tell you, when I go to, like, Canton, to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, or I go places, sometimes when I'm in gift shops for various teams in sports, it feels like everything that could possibly made right onto a casket, you know, with the logo on it has been made. But you're telling me there's still many, many ideas.
Yeah, there's always unique ideas that come up. And, you know, you can, first of all, you can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, and at Pinterest as well. And look, www.sporticulture.com.
Yeah, I got you out here. I'm sure the Terp stuff here real quick while you're talking.
Sure, absolutely. And so, you know, we have a lot of the fun products that have come out. I think some of our favorites are the, of course, the Magma Lamp's been really popular this year. We've got stress balls. We've got all kinds of...
How did you know I had stress?
Yeah, right. I tell you what, I think our innovative idea this year, what we kind of had for even last year, especially during the pandemic, it was the crafts. So we've got, you know, like a string art.
Oh, nice.
Just do it yourself.
Well, people are home with their kids, and it gives them a little project, like a jigsaw puzzle. Hey, what's that thing that looks like it's on fire behind you, man? I see something.
That's the new product I'll show you. Let me just get this is a paint by number. I've got Ohio State here. I've got the Ravens, and I've got Maryland coming in this week. So
hey, you know what? I want to give a shout-out to Raskin Global because his kid goes to Ohio State, and he's been so upset. Now, that's a perfect gift for Leonard Raskin's kid right there. That's perfect. Leonard, if you're out there, the Ohio State. You know, it got me singing Hang On Sloopy before it's over. What's that fire? Fireplace
thing? That's a new product. We've got a couple of them here this year. I do not have it in Ravens yet. But this is an LED solar torch.
What?
Okay. So it's solar. You can put it outside. It's about 3 foot tall. And it'll run all night.
Hold on. So I could put that in here above my leg lamp maybe? Or maybe on the other side?
Yeah. Yep. You just have to get the solar action going. And besides that, it'll go. And it'll be – it's really nice. Like, it is a really cool product. Go on our website. I have a couple of them on there if you want to see.
See the Seahawks there. So, sure. You want me to look up the Seattle Seahawks? Do you make any of the college ones or no? Just the pros?
No. I have Ohio State. That's it.
But why I'm sorry to hear that.
I know.
You get a lot for the Seahawks have such a great fan base. Look at that ugly green magma. It looks like Mr. Yuck magma in there. Where am I clicking?
Okay, go back to the menu, right?
Okay, sure.
And look under just the products.
Okay, there we go.
And we'll go try to find it there.
Nice.
Oh, you know what? Hey, Nestor, go back
to
the homepage.
Sure.
And then, now scroll down.
There we go.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. I'm not going to show Ohio State. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be neutral and show the Packers. How about that?
There you go. So you can see it here.
No fire, no fuel, no mess. I like it.
Look at the big picture there with a couple of them. Down one. Click on that guy.
Oh, for the pool. Look at that.
Yeah, you can put them out, and they're really nice. They're
$50. I like it.
It's brand new, and we'll have Ravens next year for them for sure.
Oh, you better. I mean, I hope we have a better seat. This has been a rough one, right? I mean, you know, this by the by, the expectations at 14-2. And I don't think anybody understood how important Marshall Yanda was, and you start taking on the injuries.
Yep.
I hope they pick it up. I hope they make the playoffs. You know, I know we all sell more stuff, and it's more fun when we're playing football in January, right?
It's always more fun. But I tell you what, expectations will get you every time, right? When we won the two Super Bowls, did you think we were winning the two Super Bowls those years?
Well, I think we're winning the Super Bowl every year, even this year.
Right. But you know what I mean? It was a surprise that we made the moves we did. And last year was a surprise, and last year was fantastic. Watching Lamar play last year was something I'd never seen before in a long time. It was fun.
Yeah, fun. Well, and the other part about having it taken away from us this year, you know, just the ability to go out and be a part of it, to watch from the outside. I mean, I've had the misfortune or the good fortune, depending on how you look at it, to go to a couple of these games where nobody's there. And, Court, I've just decided, I mean, I didn't go to New England. I didn't go to Indianapolis, Pittsburgh on Thanksgiving night for no one.
Right.
And it's not about the way the team's playing. If they're winning 45, I was at all the games last year. There's just something about COVID and something about my wife and something about friends I know getting it and friends of mine having family members losing parents. I have one dear friend of mine that I worked with 30 years ago. The Suns lost both of our parents to COVID in the last 90 days. So, you know, we're laying low here for the holidays, keeping everybody safe, enjoying the games in a different way. I mean, in the same way that I took walks in the park and doing Longwood Gardens and, you know, eating different foods and living life a little bit of a different way and doing Baltimore Positive, doing things differently. I think it's a time for change for everyone. And I hope we come out of this stronger. I hope you guys stay safe out there at Walnut Springs. I mean, I appreciate you, your family, all you guys have done for us here. We're going to be promoting the Tour Shears for the pool and the car lights and the magma lamps and all that stuff. And if you come up with any good Houston Oilers stuff, let me know. Okay.
Hey, Nestor, got one thing I want to do for you. Because we're celebrating the 25th year of the Ravens, we're going to do it for this week for your listeners. Put in Baltimore Positive. We'll get 25% off anything on our website for this week.
Baltimore Positive, just straight in. Any spaces, any capital letters? Or
just straight in.
Baltimore Positive, 25% off at Sporticulture. I'm going to put that in the ad and get that up through the holidays as well.
And that's for your listeners and Ravens fans and hopefully people take advantage of it.
Well, I tell you what, we appreciate everything you guys have done for us. I love the hat, love the magma lamps in here. Looking forward to maybe getting one of those pool lights here. Cause I do get some light. I mean, I don't open the windows much cause it back glares me, but Camden Yards is right over here. I swear. and I will get out to see you and hopefully come home with some fresh flowers next time we get out west. I try to get out to Howard County, the best And I can't wait for us to open up where I can go get some Korean barbecue and sit at a proper table out there and get some proper bingsu, drive out, see the farm, hang out with my buddy John Allen and his beautiful children and get some food and come visit with you. So we're looking forward to doing that. Hopefully in the spring we'll be able to do that, Court.
Yep, you got it. Sounds great.
My friend Court Smith, he's growing flowers and making novelties, including ones that light up for the holidays. 25% off throughout the holidays if you just put Baltimore Positive in out at Sport of Culture. We're going to get that up on the website as well. Happy holidays to you and your family. Make sure you're doing the pumpkin pie, the pecan pie, the apple pie, the sweet potato pie. We're delivering Taharka ice cream, and I'm going to be honest, I've never had anything better than the Taharka sweet potato casserole, a crumble ice cream. I can taste it right now. We'll be promoting that, and they're doing $15.70 off too. So lots of our sponsors, Fadley's delivering crab cakes, Costa's delivering crab cakes. We're raising the village up here one by one with local sponsors. I am Nestor. You can find me, Ness, at BaltimorePositive.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, YouTube, anywhere you are, we are. WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Sport of Culture and Baltimore Positive.